Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio are Amelia Budd and Joel Marcus. They're here from UAS Sitka to talk about what's coming up this fall on the Sitka campus. Hi, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. So I guess let's just talk about the programming options at UAS Sitka this fall. What's coming up? What's available for students?
Yeah, we've got a lot of classes and degree programs available to students right now, and the fall admissions deadline is August 15th, so people still have time to make that if they're wanting to get going this fall.
I know it still feels like summer and everybody's involved in their summer activities, but we do need to start thinking about what's coming around the corner, and deadlines are looming.
Just a couple, 2 weeks out now, or less than 2 weeks, yeah. And specifically, we talked a little bit about you're a professor in the fisheries program, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on in your department.
Well, we teach fisheries classes. Sitka is a great place for fisheries. So many of us, our lives are tied to fisheries in some way, shape, or form. And so we've got a program that focuses on 1 and 2 year degrees, and it's really applied based, and we try and teach people a skill set that can get them jobs, entry-level jobs in the fisheries sort of economy of Alaska. And so we've got a variety of different classes that we're offering this fall, the first of which is Fisheries of Alaska. It kind of focuses on different fisheries around the state. So every week we talk about a different fishery. So 1 week it might be the sacro herring fishery here in Sitka. And we talk about, kind of what are herring, what's the biology behind them. Then we talk a little bit about how that fishery is actually prosecuted. How do they go out, the fishermen go out and catch those fish. Mm-hmm. Then we talk a little bit about how that fishery is actually managed. And then a little bit about kind of some of the issues around the fishery. So that's Fisheries of Alaska. Then we've got a fisheries biology class, which talks about the biology of fishes. How do fish swim? How do they move through the water? How do they breathe? All of that stuff. We've got an oceanography class that we're offering this fall semester as well. Deals with ocean science and, what makes the water temperature change seasonally? What are phytoplankton? How do they live in the ocean? Then we've got a fisheries management techniques class, which focuses on what are some of the skills that we use as fisheries managers to go out and actually count fish, measure fish, and make sure that there's enough fish for us to harvest. And then we've got a management law and economics class that focuses on, everything from the state, the federal, and international laws around fisheries management and how we actually manage fisheries. And then last but not least, we also are teaching an open water scuba diving class here in Sitka. Yeah, so if you've ever been curious about what it looks like under the water, everybody fishes and catches things or looks, but you can actually swim under the water and investigate that yourself. And so that starts this fall, and it's a live face-to-face class where we spend time in the pool, and then we go out in the ocean and we put people in dry suits and teach you how to scuba dive.
Wow, that all sounds incredibly interesting. Amelia, what other programming do you think it's important our listeners know about?
Yeah, so we have been doing distance education for general ed requirements. We have a lot of students working on Associate of Science degrees and Associate mm-hmm. of Arts, bachelor's degrees. And what's really nice is we offer them in different delivery formats. So we have, like Joel was saying, we have face-to-face classes where students come to the campus. We have online classes where people sign on at a particular meeting time and join their professor and their classmates. And then we have really flexible classes that don't have any scheduled meeting time. Mm-hmm. So the professors are still available. They have office hours, but the students are able to do work on their own schedule. So it really works for, working families and parents and people with full-time jobs.
And one of the things that I think is really neat, the way that we all take in information is changing. And so, I listen to Raven Radio on the internet now. Mm-hmm. And I think as a campus in Sitka, we've been fairly receptive to that and making changes in how we deliver education. And so it really makes it accessible to a lot more people, we think, mm-hmm. giving them access to the education that we provide.
And is there anything we need to know as Sitkins? You said there's a program called Sitka Start. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. So Sitka Start, it's a scholarship program. It's mm-hmm. also a cohort model, just recognizing the best practice that students start in a program together. Mm-hmm. And so all of the students start in a humanities class this fall, mm-hmm. and it's a really nice scholarship. So it's for students living here in Sitka who are freshman status by standing. They take the humanities class, and then they get reimbursed for two of the three credits, as well as getting a book stipend. And then the real value of the program comes when they continue with us at 9 credits or more per semester, and they're eligible for a free class, a tuition waiver every semester, and that stipend. So it really has about $1,000 value if they continue with us each semester. So we try to support people financially. It can be really expensive to go back to school, but we have a lot of scholarship and funding support.
And in terms of registration and deadlines, you said August 15th. What other deadlines or things do people need to be made aware of?
Yeah, so the fall admissions deadline is August 15th. So that's the deadline to apply to be a degree-seeking student this fall. And then the fall classes start August 28th, and this fall semester runs through early December.
And where can people apply, or they can register online, I'm guessing?
Yeah, they can register and apply online. And we've got lots of help over at the campus. So people can call 747-7777, got a really memorable number. And they'll reach someone who can help them apply or refer them to us for advising. We've got tutoring support over there and lots of different services, including we have a native and rural student specialist, we have financial literacy specialist, some behavioral health and wellness services, so a lot of different staff people to help out.
And anything else you want to bring up before we sign off today? Anything else we need to touch on that we may have forgotten?
It's beautiful and sunny out. Enjoy the next few days, and then we'll see you in the fall on campus.
Yeah, just the deadline to register is in less than 2 weeks, on August 15th, and you can find more information on UAS's website or on KCAW's website when this morning interview is posted later today.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you so much for joining me. I've been speaking with Amelia Budd and Joel Marcus of UAS-Sitka.